Welcome to break study number 11, where we are going through chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians, a marvelous chapter that deals with encouragement and guidance and strengthening and reminders that we're not waiting for the second coming of Christ. That is not our next event in our life. The next event in our life is either our passing away, dying, being dead suddenly or slowly, whatever the case may be, or the rapture. The rapture still needs to take place. And this chapter reminds us not to be shaken in mind, not to be troubled, as if the day of Christ is at hand, because it is not. What we're looking forward to is either the rapture or past our death. So we are on verse 6 here, and we see a little bit here that now in verse 6, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Remember, it says, and now ye know. So from Paul, we can know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. What's holding the rapture back? What's keeping the Holy Spirit from being taken out of here so that the devil can come in and do what he's preparing to do? And now ye know what withholdeth. Well, if we look at Romans chapter 11, 22, we see that there has to be a change in doctrine. The doctrine to the Gentiles, the goodness of God, which was different than the severity of God, which is given to the Jews, that there will come a day where God will cut off the Gentiles as a nation, a singular grammatical use of the word Gentiles as you, and that will take place, and then the severity of God will step in again. So what's holding all this back has to be the Spirit of God. Because when the Gentiles are gone, we have the Spirit of God in us sealed. So when we take off, the Spirit of God must take off, because we know during the tribulation, the Spirit of God can come and go to people just like he did during the Old Testament days. And yet in the tribulation days, according to Hebrews chapter 6, if they hear the truth and they take Christ as their Savior and they walk that perfect law walk and forgiveness and et cetera, then once they give that up, then they can't have it back. That's where Hebrews chapter 6 also, that's another study in itself. I shouldn't have brought that up, I suppose. But we need to realize that right now, what's holding all this back is the Spirit of God. Yeah, let's read some more here. We'll see. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time, he the son of perdition. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. So this is what troubles us. This is what gets us shaken up, is we forget that, sure, as people say, God is sovereign, God is in charge. Well, yeah, but God has stepped aside. This is the dispensation of grace, Romans chapter 2. And so the Christian appears to be getting away with things that are not scripturally right, things that are not pleasing to God. And the lost people appear to be getting away with things that are anti-God. Romans chapter 1 seems to be just flying in the face of everybody, because Romans chapter 2 tells us that there will come a day where the white throne judgment, the lost people, they will pay. Nobody gets away with anything. And for the Christian today, the actual Christian, this true, sincere Christian who has the faith of Christ, we're not getting away with anything either, because that stuff will show up as works, but that stuff will burn away. So we are living in a time to where we find ourselves given into this tech world, the deceiving of activities that are out there, the things that we watch, the things that we see, the things that we wear, or should I say the things that we don't wear, places that we go that we know we shouldn't, people and places that we're supposed to avoid, from such withdraw ourselves, not partake with, all those things that we find ourselves doing because we just can't take all the persecution. We really just don't have the strength to put up with joblessness, because today you can't grow your own food. You can't survive without the world somehow taking care of us, whatever. This is the day we're living in. So the mystery of iniquity is working, and we are part of it. But we know that the Spirit of God is letting it all take place. But one of these days where he says, only he who now letteth will let, Spirit of God, until he be taken out of the way. So when that Spirit of God is taken out of the way with us, and us with the Spirit of God, verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed. That's when all the fur hits the fan, as they would say. For now, we are just part of a falling away. is getting closer and closer. He reminds us that what's going on in worship and what's going on in religion is not God. It's only he who is called God. It's the devil. It's the devil who's wanting to be all this, get all this. We know this is all taking place, and that the Spirit of God is holding all of this back. You know, I remember reading in verse 6 and 7 a while ago, a number of years ago, where somebody said, we know, we just don't know who 6 and 7 is referring to. Well, if you think about it, understanding, rightly dividing the Word of God, then we know for a fact, and now ye know what withholdeth, that's the Spirit of God. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, and the Spirit of God is allowing these things. But when he's taken out of the way, Romans 11:22, and the Spirit of God departs, and we depart, and the Spirit of God departs with us, and then, underline, if you want to underline anything, underline the word then, because, and then shall that wicked be revealed. We're going to see right up to that moment when that Antichrist is going to be so almost obvious to us. And it's speaking of Antichrist directly, because whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. Is there any wonder why the devil himself and all of his little buddies, etc., etc., why they hate the King James Bible so much? Because the spirit of the mouth of God is going to destroy the devil. So here we have on our hands the inspired and preserved words of God from the mouth of God. Wholesome words of Jesus Christ, Paul talks about, that will destroy the devil. Revelation 19, he's called the Word. So is there any wonder why the devil hates this Bible so much? Is there any wonder why the pastors hate this Bible so much? Why your friends and family who think they're being Christians, who think they're worshiping God? That is the Word of God. Those are the words of God, and those words will destroy the devil. The spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Be in remembrance here, should I say, be reminded here that the real Christ comes, Revelation chapter 19. That's the brightness of his coming. That's when that all takes place. Revelation 6, that's the coming of the Antichrist. Revelation 6 is what Paul is talking about here in the next couple of verses here. We'll stop right there at the end of verse 8, and we will go on to break study number 12.